Language disorder in children. Clinicians frequently see children who are bright, curious, and eager to learn, but struggle to understand or express language in age-appropriate ways. These difficulties are often part of a language disorder, a neurodevelopmental condition that can affect a child's academic progress, social relationships, and emotional well-being. Language disorder may present differently at different ages. Below, we illustrate this through three real-world style case examples at ages 4, 8, and 12, along with how each child was supported through speech and language therapy. What is language disorder? Language disorder is a condition in which a child has persistent difficulties in understanding receptive language and/or using spoken language, expressive language, that are not explained by hearing loss, intellectual disability, autism spectrum disorder, or limited exposure. Children with language disorder may speak later than peers, struggle to form sentences correctly, have difficulty following instructions, find schoolwork increasingly challenging as they grow older. Importantly, language difficulties often become more visible as academic and social demands increase. Case example 1, language disorder at age 4, preschool years. Presenting concerns. Arav, a 4-year-old preschooler, was brought by his parents due to delayed speech development and frequent frustration when trying to communicate. Observed language difficulties. Expressive language uses mostly single words or short phrases. Limited vocabulary compared to peers. Difficulty forming grammatically correct sentences. Receptive language struggles to follow two-step instructions. Difficulty understanding concepts such as in, e, under, and behind. Functional impact tantrums due to not being understood. Reduced peer interaction, speech, and language therapy management. The speech and language therapist focused on early, play-based intervention, vocabulary, building through play, and picture books, sentence expansion techniques, improving comprehension, using visual cues and repetition, parent training to reinforce language stimulation at home. Outcome: after consistent therapy, Arav showed improved sentence length, better understanding of instructions, and reduced frustration. Case example 2, language disorder at age 8, primary school age. Presenting concerns. Sarah, an 8-year-old student, spoke fluently but had academic difficulties, especially with reading comprehension and written work. Observed language difficulties. Receptive language difficulty understanding long verbal explanations. Poor comprehension of stories and classroom lessons. Expressive language struggles to organize thoughts. Gives short, vague answers. Difficulty retelling events in sequence, academic impact. Poor reading comprehension, difficulty writing paragraphs. Struggles with word problems in mathematics. Speech and language therapy. Management therapy focused on language for learning, narrative skills, and story sequencing. Vocabulary related to the school curriculum, strategies to break down instructions. Use of visual organizers and structured frameworks. School collaboration, classroom accommodations, simplified instructions, extra processing time. Outcome: Sarah showed improved classroom participation, better comprehension, and increased confidence. Case example 3, language disorder at age 12, pre-adolescence. Presenting concerns. Rohan, a 12-year-old student, had declining academic performance despite normal intelligence and clear speech. Observed language difficulties, receptive language difficulty, understanding abstract concepts, poor comprehension of textbooks, struggles with figurative language and inference, expressive language, disorganized written assignments, difficulty expressing ideas clearly in essays, limited use of complex sentence structures, emotional and social impact, low self-esteem, avoidance of classroom discussions, increased frustration, speech and language therapy. Management intervention focused on higher level language skills. Teaching inferencing, summarizing, and abstract reasoning. Essay structure and paragraph organization. Pragmatic social language skills. Metacognitive strategies for learning. Outcome: Rohan showed improvement in academic writing, comprehension, and overall confidence. DSM-5 mapping, language disorder. According to the DSM-5, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition, language disorder falls under neurodevelopmental disorders and is characterized by persistent difficulties in acquiring and using language, deficits in vocabulary, sentence structure, and discourse. Language abilities are substantially below age expectations, onset in the early developmental period. Difficulties not attributable to hearing loss, intellectual disability, or autism. These criteria align closely with the age-specific presentations illustrated in the cases above. Why early identification and intervention matter? Language disorder does not disappear on its own. Instead, new challenges emerge and it presents differently as the child grows early childhood. Presents with delayed speech and comprehension. School age presents with academic and learning difficulties. Adolescence presents with problems with abstract thinking, writing, and self-confidence. Timely speech and language therapy significantly improves. Communication skills, academic performance, emotional well-being, social relationships. Parent FAQ. 1. Is language disorder the same as speech delay? Speech delay. A child has difficulty producing speech sounds clearly or starts talking later than expected, but understands language normally. The problem is with how sounds are said. Language disorder. A child has difficulty understanding and or using language, including vocabulary, sentence structure, and meaning, even if speech sounds are clear. The problem is with what is understood and expressed. 2. Will my child outgrow language disorder? Some children improve significantly with therapy, but without intervention, difficulties often persist and become more noticeable with age. 3. Does language disorder mean low intelligence? Absolutely not. Many children with language disorder have average or above average intelligence. 4. How often is speech therapy required? This depends on severity and age. Most children benefit from weekly sessions and home practice. 5. Can language disorder affect emotional health? Yes. Children may develop frustration, anxiety, or low self-esteem if their difficulties are not understood or supported. How ALSUR Specialist Clinic can help? At ALSUR Specialist Clinic, our speech and language therapists provide comprehensive language assessments, individualized therapy plans, parent guidance and home programs, school collaboration and support, age-appropriate, evidence-based intervention. We work closely with families to ensure children reach their full communication potential. Further reading. Neurodevelopmental Disorders, Common Myths. HTTPS, Mental Health with ALSUR. Neurodevelopmental Disorders, Common Myths, Language Disorders in Children. Language Disorder in Children. Occupational Therapy for Autism. Spectrum Disorder. HTTPS, Mental Health with ALSUR. Occupational Therapy for Autism Spectrum Disorder. ASD, Excessive Screen Time. Consequences. HTTPS, Fast Mental Health with ALSUR. Excessive Screen Time Consequences Spotting Autism. Spectrum Disorder Early. What to Look For. HTTPS, Mental Health with ALSUR. Spotting Autism Spectrum Disorder ASD Early. What to Look For. Learning Disability Made Easy. HTTPS, KFI. Mental Health with ALSUR. Learning Disability Made Easy Symptoms of ADHD in Children. HTTPS Kiruo Mental Health with ALSUR. Sal Symptoms of ADHD in Children. Excessive Screen Time Causes ASUR Mental Health with ALSUR. Excessive Screen Time Causes Early Identification of Mental Health Concerns in Children. HTTPS Mental Health with ALSUR. Early Identification of Mental Health Concerns in Children.